I just continue to stay the same person. You're never going to see me too high or too low in my attitude and how I go about my business day to day. Just always stay level-headed and keep working. That's all I know how to do is to work hard.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show alongside Jack Del Rio. And you just heard your signal caller there. It must be nice to have a guy that's so even-keeled. We hear the message from you every week. It's a week-to-week league and you have to move on. But to hear it from your signal caller, that's nice that he's getting the message.
Yeah, no, he gets the message and it's natural for him because that's really who he is. So even-keel is a very good quality to have for any football team, for any player, but especially for your quarterback because he sets the tone for the whole organization.
Let's go back to last week's game. You guys were able to limit Teddy Bridgewater, which was nice. There were some bright spots there in the game. What did you see from your team?
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of bright spots. At the end of the day, you don't go home happy. You find a lot of things you can correct. But the middle of the game, you know, didn't start well the first series. Obviously, don't want to let the Peterson run at the end. But prior to that, in the middle of the game, in the meat of the game, we held in there. We played pretty solid defense and gave our football team a chance late in the game.
And you're at that point in the season. A lot of teams are at the same situation as you. You're 4-5 on the season, but you win this week, and you're back into that conversation about, look at this Raiders team.
Yeah, and we're really not about the conversation as much as just wanting to play good football, be a good football team. We have created a great environment here. The Oakland Raiders, the environment that we practice in and we prepare in each week is an outstanding environment. So we want to come in, enjoy our work, and get about our preparation for the next opponent.
It's a very professional atmosphere. It's also a family atmosphere. We saw a player like Aldon Smith flourish in this environment. Obviously, we got the news this week that Aldon Smith has been suspended for a year by the NFL. But just talk about bringing Aldon into this organization and what he meant.
Well, you know, we brought in a young man that obviously still has some work to do and made him part of this family. When he left, the one thing he said to everybody was that he really appreciated the way he was treated, the way he was accepted, the way he felt part of a family. And that's a great thing for us. That's the culture we want to create and that we're seeking to create. And he'll get the help that he needs so he can become the man that he should be. And then he'll be a better teammate as well.
Meanwhile, it's that next man up mentality. We saw that with Mario Edwards Jr. And he seems to be doing really well since answering the call week 4 with Justin Tuck. Talk about his progression, what you've seen from him.
It's been really steady and consistent. And that's the biggest thing. He's learned how to work. He's gotten better every day. He's taken on new challenges without batting an eye. And so this is a young player that has a bright future. I mean, you start talking about Mario the same way we talk about Khalil Mack and Derek Carr and, you know, some of these young players that are becoming really good, consistent football players.
Let's talk about Tony Bergstrom for a second, because filling in at center is a difficult task. What did you see from him?
Yeah, he was solid doing his job. You know, there's a drop-off. You can't deny that. You know, when you go from a Pro Bowl guy in Rodney Hudson to your backup center who hasn't played in a couple years, it's a different, you know, it's a different level of play. But he was able to do the things that he needed to do to help us, making the proper calls, executing his blocks, and giving us a consistent, you know, backup, step-in, role-player performance.
You guys are now hitting the road for 2 weeks. First up, Detroit. Just talk about the road trip and how important and nice it would be to get those 2 wins, bring them back to O.co.
Well, we always work one at a time.
Oh, you that's right. So first
you know
up,
that,
Detroit.
Nicole, come on.
Okay, I won't get ahead of myself here.
We're one at a time, and this is a team that that really took it to the Packers, you know, last week. And so this is a team that's feeling good about itself, that has talent, that was a playoff team last year. I mean, you're talking about, you know, a good football team. So we're looking forward to going in and playing well this week. And then we'll worry about next week and being thankful next week.
I'm glad that you gave me the reminder. You also reminded me they have some talent. One guy in particular, Calvin Johnson. How do you, how do you shut him down?
Megatron.
Megatron.
Right? I mean, the guy has a nickname. You know he's a pretty good player if he has his own nickname like that. Yeah, he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's competitive, he's a really good football player, so we'll have our work cut out for us there. And they've got a host of other players, so, you know, this is a talented team. We need to go in there and play really good football, and shutting him down, finding a way to limit his opportunities is going to be big.
All right, thank you, Jack. Good luck on the road. Up next, we mentioned him, Mario Edwards Jr. is going to join us to talk about following in his dad's footsteps.
Growing up, I was running back and linebacker. In high school, I played receiver and defensive end. I like delivering the blow more so than getting hit.